You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Jackson's downtown post office retail space is closed indefinitely. Signs up at the West Pearl location state customers will need to use the post office on Maple Way to buy stamps and pay to send mail, but they can still access downtown PO boxes and parcel lockers 24/7.
Right now, we don't have the staffing to kind of keep everything open and everything flowing.
That's James Boxrood with the U.S. Postal Service. He says they recently had a job fair in Jackson and no one applied.
And we find this in other resort towns also throughout the West. You know, cost of living sometimes prohibits us finding people for the salary that we are offering.
Boxrood says they have emailed 600 locations across Colorado and Wyoming asking employees to come to Jackson to help out, and they'll put them in a hotel. And that they're still hoping to get new postal employees for Jackson with a starting salary of $52,000 and federal benefits. Boxrood says they're aiming to get the downtown retail location up and running before the winter, their busiest season. Conservative politicians from around the country are looking to Teton County and its high concentration of wealth to help them fundraise. KHOL's Hannah Mersbach has more.
Texas and Virginia Governors Greg Abbott and Glenn Youngkin were both recently in Jackson, separately, for private events with donors. Abbott's event advertised that he would be criticizing the Biden administration's border policies, and the price for some dinner plates, tens of thousands of dollars. Republican State Representative Andrew Byron says these kinds of fundraisers are common.
I think a lot of that's because there is so much influential wealth and donor base that calls Teton County home or second home or is here on a vacation and is willing to host these events.
The Teton County Republican Party publicized the event, but it's Sheridan to attend. And Byron says the barrier of entry for these kinds of events are so high, he also didn't go.
They're just not targeting the average Jackson resident who's here trying to make a living and raise a family.
Abbott's event was hosted at the home of the chairman for one of Anheuser-Busch's largest distributors. Hannah Mersbach, KHOL News.
Representatives with the two governors didn't respond for requests to comment. Cody Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams has asked the Wyoming Supreme Court to join the defense in the case challenging Wyoming's laws banning abortion. Rodriguez-Williams was the main sponsor of the Life is a Human Right Act passed by the legislature this year. That law would make abortion illegal and criminalize providers for performing abortions. That bill, and one that bans chemical abortions, is currently in the Teton County District Court. The Teton County judge already denied the representative's ability to intervene in the case, so she went above that judge and asked the Supreme Court. It hasn't responded to the appeal yet. Abortion remains legal in Wyoming as the laws are waiting for their court dates. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.